Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Some clouds today, showers, thunderstorms, then partly sunny, high around 80. Tomorrow, more of the same, showers and thunderstorms, then some sun in the afternoon, 70 to 75. For Friday, partly sunny, lower 80s, and Saturday, showers and thunderstorms around 70. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Taking a look at some of the stories that we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Well, the Northwest Corner, once again, had cancer survivors celebrating life in a story in the Republican American by Ruth Epstein. Josie Heacock spoke with enthusiasm and passion last week at the Cancer Survivor Observance at the Town Grove in Salisbury, sponsored by Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County. The event was part of National Cancer Survivors Day 2022 Celebration of Life. Michael Casalius, Executive Director of the Nursing Association, welcomed guests saying, quote, "We come together as a community to honor survivors, those recently diagnosed, and for anybody who's currently battling the disease. We're here to offer our support and celebrate life with all of you," end quote. Heacock looked around the room at the audience members, many of whom she's helped treat, saying she wanted to inhale their strong, positive energy. She said her chosen career path was not somber, but full of hope. Since graduating from nursing school in 1991, she's seen big strides in medicine for cancer patients. She also spoke of increasing survival rates. While COVID-19 stalled some of the research and testing for cancer cures, she said the processes are moving forward. A town meeting in Great Barrington said yes to Airbnb rules that cap rentals days to 150. Voters also approved the town budget, including police body cameras. The Great Barrington voters on Monday approved that short-term rental bylaw restricting those days. Toward the end of more than a four-hour annual town meeting, residents supported the select board's version of a short-term rental regulation 207-111 by secret ballot after voters spoke of other cities and towns whose character, they say, has been squashed by visitors resolving through Airbus. The total budget of 4.1% increase this year. The town has not escaped inflation's effect on fuel and other supplies, according to officials. Most of the $4.8 million in capital costs are for street and bridge improvements. Other purchases will include two replacement police cruisers, as well as six police body cameras and five police station surveillance cameras. Great Barrington, as well as Sheffield, are set to be the first police departments in Berkshire County to order body cams. Voters also approved Community Preservation Act funding for some affordable housing needs, as well as two zoning changes that support more flexible housing and development options. Residents made amendments to the senior tax deferral program that adds more protections for those trying to remain in their homes. A resident said yes to the town's support of a legislative initiative to change the state seal and flag that denigrates Native Americans and is a reminder of the bloody colonial area.
Some meetings in our area today in Sharon. Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting at 5:30 this evening. In Falls Village, the Recreation Commission has their regular meeting tonight. That will be at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, Northeast Town Board has their regular meeting. That is tomorrow. And also going on Friday in Cornwall from 5 till 8 p.m. It's their annual town picnic.
A pretty big weekend coming up in our tri-state region with lots of different things to see and do. This weekend, a rabies vaccination clinic and dog license day will be held Saturday from 10 to 12 noon at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, the Ag Science and Technology Center. The vaccine is $20 per cat, cash only. Licensing fees vary by town. All cats and dogs must be crated or leashed. Proof of at least one prior vaccination or current dog license certificate must be presented to qualify for a three-year vaccination dose. Otherwise, a one-year dose will be given. More information at 860-824-5123, extension 1355. For licensing questions, contact your town clerk. March for Our Lives to End Gun Violence is happening Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Salisbury Town Green. Bring signs supporting universal background checks, enacting red flag laws requiring gun buyers to be 21 plus. Please wear orange. And also going on this weekend on Sunday, a takeout pancake breakfast benefiting the Sharon Volunteer Ambulance Squad will be this Sunday from 7 to 10:30 in the morning. $7 for a breakfast with a plethora of stuff in it. Also on Sunday, the Cupcake Grange, otherwise known as the Copake Grange. On Sunday from 11 till 2, the Copake Grange becomes the Cupcake Grange. Talented bakers enter their best in their annual competition to be the winner in multiple categories. There's 500 cupcakes. You can join the cupcake celebration. Buy, taste, and vote for your favorites at $1 per cupcake. The in-person at the Copec Grange, 935 Empire Road in the Sweet Creamy Center of Copec. A fundraiser will benefit the Grange, organized by the Friends of the Copec Grange, with their special sponsors being the Neller Insurance Agency and Scott Cohen Realty and Domus. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They feature nightly dinner specials and a tapas menu, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 33,180.14, the NASDAQ at 12,175.23, and the S&P 500 at 4160.68. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.